And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. My next guest is known to television viewers as Ilya Kuryakin in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and as Donald Ducky Mallard from NCIS, the number one drama on television. He'll be in Oxnard next week celebrating the Military Appreciation Dinner hosted by the Oxnard Chamber of Commerce. We'll discuss his many TV and film roles, plus his strong connection to the military, particularly the Marines. David McCullum is an actor and a musician. He was born in Glasgow. He attended the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art in London. He did his national service when he was commissioned into the Middlesex Regiment and then seconded to the Gold Coast Regiment. David received two Emmy nominations in the course of his work on The Man from U.N.C.L.E. during its four-year run. Currently, David stars in the CBS television series NCIS as Dr. Donald Ducky Mallard, the medical examiner. And interestingly, I learned during the research, David is a classically trained oboist. Joining us from Southern California. Hi, David. How are you today?
I'm very well indeed. Thank you.
Thank you for being our guest. And I just want to start with your current show, NCIS, because you're currently acting on the number one drama, NCIS, on CBS, which I think is very cool. What do you think resonates with viewers about NCIS to propel it into that number one ranking?
I think it's what Don Belisario did in the beginning in creating the show. I think it's the chemistry between the various characters who just have become together as a dysfunctional family, and it seems to have hit a chord with so many people. We also have tremendous writers, and in a funny way, it's a show that's a throwback. It's not a reality show. It's not, you know, we're not trying to survive all over islands and things. And I think it's in direct contrast to all that. And I think people like the old-fashioned yarn, which is what this is.
Well, it certainly is that, and you did mention the compelling cast of characters that are on the show. It's all very well written. Let's dive into the characters, if I can, because it is just a wonderful ensemble group. They each have their own little quirky roles, and I think my listeners would like to know, you know, what it's like working with them. Let's start right at the top with Mark Harmon, who plays Leroy Jethro Gibbs. First of all, what is it like working with Mark? And then secondly, and maybe more important, what is Ducky's relationship to Leroy Jethro Gibbs?
I think you have to take the whole cast as a group and say that they are, you know, there are no egos, they're all dedicated to what they do, and they all absolutely love the parts that they play. So there is a constant coming together to make everything work to the best of our abilities. Mark is a born leader as a person. He's an absolute wonderful gentleman in many ways. He's very caring. He takes care of people. He always makes sure that everybody gets something on their birthday, and the whole crew is always receiving gifts from him on behalf of the company at Christmas and Thanksgiving, and when we pass the 200 mark. He's a tremendous person. I cannot say more than to say, you know, and he's exactly what you'd want your daughter to bring home, and he's also everything that you'd want if you were in a firefight somewhere. You'd want him on your right hand.
Well, that is a glowing testimonial. Now, what's Ducky's relationship to Leroy Jethro Gibbs?
Well, I'm quite a bit older than Mark, and so Ducky, in a sense, there's an avuncular thing. He looks up to Ducky. He realizes that Ducky knows a great deal about the world more than he does. He has his expertise, and Ducky has his. And outside of all of that, as a person, Ducky is someone that I think Gibbs respects. And I think Ducky's the only one in the cast that when things get tough for Gibbs, for Jethro, that he can come and talk and know that I'll give him advice that will be centered on what is best for Gibbs. And nothing to do with anything regarding myself. And he also knows that anything he tells me is in strict confidence and would be kept such.
I see. My guest is David McCallum. Beg your pardon.
That's okay.
So you do play a very interesting character, this Ducky role that you have. How would you describe Ducky's character?
Well, Ducky is totally fictitious because NCIS, in fact, doesn't have a medical examiner. They usually, wherever they are, they use the local jurisdiction and the man who is within that local jurisdiction. Ducky is to me, someone that had an excellent education in the United Kingdom. He joined the military. He spent a number of years in Germany with the British Army of the Rhine, and then eventually found his way through various paths to NCIS. The fact that he's well educated seems to be a bit of a surprise to people here, because what I think of as a pretty standard education, to many people here in America, he's considered to be very erudite and special. You know, when I grew up, you learned your three R's and you went to school and you learned history and geography. And in my case, I went to a classic school, so I learned a lot of Latin and Greek, and then later on, we did a lot of French in class. It was an all-round education, and that's basically what Ducky has.
Well, he does, and he brings that to the show and shows it off from time to time, too, which is part of his charm. But beyond that, the classical education, as you put it, what nuances do you bring to the role? And in specific, you look at the other scientific people on the show, Pauly Perrette, who plays Abby Shudo, and Sean Murray, who plays Tim, the computer guy. They are the classical, or at least the American vision of the nerdy type of person who's really found their niche, very, very good at what they do. Whereas Ducky, you are also very scientific, but you bring a lot more humanity to it. So talk to us about the nuance between, say, your character and that of Tim's.
Whoa, that's a tricky one. I've been involved lately with the Cyber Crime Force, which comes out of the Department of Defense in Baltimore. And you realize, I was at DEF CON 20 the other day, the hacker convention, and the Department of Defense is always there because that's where they recruit the best of the minds, the best of the minds in the computer world. As far as Tim is concerned, he basically condenses about 50 different people into one, as does Pauly Perrette playing the forensic. She does the work of at least 20 departments in a normal normal organization. But that's the miracles of television. Just as we solve crimes in 43 minutes, where it would take NCIS, the real NCIS, a couple of months. As far as the difference between them, I mean, Pauly actually did graduate in forensics. She does have a scientific background, and I don't know about McGee. I've actually no idea what his education background is. But clearly, you know, he's the one that does all the stuff with computers and keyboards and seems to be able to hack into just about anything at a moment's notice.
That is very true. My guest is David McCallum, and we're talking about NCIS. But the part about it that I find interesting is, yes, Sean Murray, who plays Tim McGee, is an amalgam of many different people. Same with Pauly Perrette and her amalgamation of characters. But they are still the standard science nerds, if you will. Ducky's role, while it is scientific, you bring a lot more humanity to that role. I mean, you've got a lot more depth of character. Is that just a reflection of the writing, or is that what you as an actor bring to it?
Well, I think the depth that I bring to Ducky is something that the writers have developed over the years. I began just as a pathologist, and then we learned to do all the psychiatric and profiling and virtual autopsy, which developed into a much richer character. At the same time, it's me playing the part. I'm the one playing the part. So what you bring in terms of depth, as everybody does, is very much a part of themselves. And I think I look for certain things in the scripts, and I add certain things with the writers, of course, to try and bring that depth, you know, along with it. It's a team effort all around, but the depth, I think, comes from the individual.
Well, it certainly shows in the show. My guest is David McCallum. So, David, what have you grown to like and respect about that role of Ducky?
Oh, I just like having tenure. I've never played a part for 10 years before.
And that is something that is quite an accomplishment. All right, I want to switch gears if we can for just a minute, David, because you're well known for Ducky, certainly, but you've had numerous other roles throughout your career. Two of my favorites, you were Ilya Kuryakin in The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and then another favorite role of mine, Lieutenant Commander Eric Ashley Pitt in The Great Escape. Now, both of those roles were kind of firmly established to you as an actor, and each was tied to a very specific point in history, either World War II for The Great Escape or The Man from U.N.C.L.E. in the Cold War. To what do you attribute the enduring cult following of a show like The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
It's interesting. You know, you have UNCLE and then NCIS. It seems that I'm only doing acronyms these days. But The Man from U.N.C.L.E. was in the time of the Vietnam War, and this country was torn apart, going through terrible times, politically and socially. And I think U.N.C.L.E. came along at just the right moment, and it presented a Russian and an American working together to solve world problems. And I think the whole vicarious pleasure of seeing that happening in a world that was completely different from that, I think, struck a chord. I think that had a lot to do with it. Also, you know, again, it was Sam Rolfe and Norman Felton who wrote and created the show. And I think they had a very specific idea in mind, which they pulled off.
No, that they did. My guest is David McCallum. So, David, you've played a number of military roles in your acting career, as we talked about. But you yourself have very strong ties to the American military in your philanthropic life, too. You know, for example, I mentioned at the outset that you're appearing as the keynote speaker at the Oxnard Chamber of Commerce's Military Appreciation Dinner, honoring the heroes in our community. Of all the charities vying for your attention, supporting the military has been one of your strongest commitments. So tell us about the connection that you and your wife, Catherine, have for the military.
Well, Catherine's brother, George, unfortunately, did not come back from Vietnam. And someone got in touch with us from the Marine Corps Scholarship Foundation and asked if Catherine would like to become involved, which she did. And my involvement has, you know, been more and more over the years, but basically I have coattailed it out of my wife's relationship with the Marine Corps. Her father also, who died last year, he was on Saipan and Tinian and Iwo Jima. So we've always had Catherine's family has always had a very close tie to the Marine Corps.
Now, you'll be coming up here to talk on at the Military Appreciation Dinner. Without giving away too much, what are you going to talk about at that dinner?
Well, I'm not absolutely sure at this point, so I can't I can't give you a preview. I feel like Romney, you know, I can't tell you anything just yet.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. For those people who are listening who might be interested in learning more about that, the Oxnard Chamber of Commerce Military Appreciation Dinner, it honors enlisted personnel from all branches of the military. It's going to be held on Friday, September the 7th, starting at 6 o'clock in the evening. It'll be over at the Residence Inn by Marriott in Oxnard. Reservations are required. It's $55 per person. If you are interested in attending, give them a call over at the Chamber of Commerce. It's 983-6118, or jump on the internet and go to their website, oxnardchamber.com. So, David, back to you. What stands out in your mind among all of your acting accomplishments as one of the strongest or your most favorite?
Well, that's a tough one. I've always said I don't have favorites, but I must say that Ducky, who is very much involved in my life now, is probably the one that's given me the most pleasure, simply because I've learned so much about what he does at the same time as doing the acting side of it. I remember a long time ago I did one episode of, I think it was called Man in the City, that Anthony Quinn did, and I played a part in one of those episodes of the man that cleaned the City Hall, and that was gave me colossal pleasure, just that character. But, you know, I've always had this strange idea that when I die and go to heaven, or wherever I go, that every single character that I've ever played is in one enormous ballroom, all standing around waiting for me to talk about each and one, every one of those characters. And of course, at the moment, the only person who's not up in that ballroom is Ducky. So it kind of puts things into a perspective that's weird, quirky, shall we say, but it's something that has struck me on several occasions.
Well, that is, it's a very interesting thought that you had. Now, David, looking back, if you had to do something over again, if anything, what would you have done differently in your acting career?
Nothing.
Now, that's pretty straightforward. It's been that great.
No, well, I am one of the luckiest people. You know, and the harder I work, the luckier I get. But I have done, I joined Equity in 1946. So I've been a professional actor for a very long time. And every step of the way, I've met hundreds, probably thousands of actors and people within the business. I've never had a bad moment in the whole time. I've met some superb people. When we were doing Uncle, people like George Sanders and Jack Palance, Elsa Lanchester, all of these wonderful actors came through. Joan Crawford came by at one point. So just to have met all those people, and it, you know, the opportunity that doing Uncle gave to me. I came to this country just before that, but you know, I've met presidents, I've met the Duke of Edinburgh, I've shaken hands with Princess Diana, I've been placed, and also several Major League Baseball players that, you know, you'd never meet unless you were doing a television show. But just everybody I've met, everywhere I've been, has all been a result of a career which I give colossal thanks to.
Well,
I'm very lucky to be able to do what I love to do. And get the pleasure from it. It's a unique thing, and it's something that everybody should be able to do at some point in their lives.
And you do it so well. You are one of my favorites. My guest has been David McCallum. David, thank you so much for being my special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much, Bill.